lack or my lack of faith or my lack of works. You go take it up with Christ. That's where my whole redemption is. In the last verse, that a sin hath reigned unto death. And yes, it has. All we have to do is look around. All we have to do is think about those that have come before us. We die. But remember what Jesus, when he asked, I think it was Martha, said, the one that believes in me, though they die, yet they live. And he asked her, do you believe this? And she said, yes, I do. Believing in Jesus Christ, it's impossible for us to die. Physically, we'll die, yes. But that a sin hath reigned unto death, so even my grace reign. That word reign, not the rain that comes down, but like a king reigns. Grace reigns over this world. Grace is being poured out into our lives, but into the whole life of the world. And during this Lenten season, the Lord wants us, as we hear about His grace, as we share with other people about His great grace and what He's done for the world, He wants a response of coming to recognize, yes, we need grace, we need forgiveness, we need renewal, we need to highlight and we need to lift up the grace of God. For it that a sin hath reigned unto death. That's a reality. We know that. We see that all around us. We feel it. Even so my grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. I got to close with one illustration that just maybe tying earthly things with a spiritual lesson, which every time I say it, it just makes me rejoice. Because we can, just like the $50 bill, it's a powerful lesson that I hope got laid into all of us and reminded of how important it is to know the truth. The more we know the truth, the less ability there will be for Satan to deceive us. What is the abundant life? There's this man that he's made a lot of money helping people manage their money. And when he answers the phone every time somebody calls into him, they'll say, how are you doing? And he says, better than I deserve. What's he saying? When we recognize that we've sinned in Adam, and we recognize what we fully deserve from God, at least with some understanding, we can say and understand it better than we deserve. Because we don't deserve anything. But God is much more gracious than we are towards ourselves. Then there's another habit or another thing that this man does that thrills my soul every time I hear it, because I think of the deeper, spiritual, powerful, abundant life that comes out of understanding the spiritual meaning. He says, he has these people that have paid off their debts, paid off all their, so they're debt free. Who doesn't like to be debt free? Because even in the natural sense, the scripture tells us that the borrower is the slave to the lender. If we are living and we owe the devil because we have given our allegiance to him, or deep in our heart there's a struggle going on, don't give him an inch. Because we have been freed from the power of the devil through the cross of Christ. And so this man, he gets these people in his studio, the ones that have paid off their debt, and he gets them to do this debt-free scream. Anybody ever heard that? How many here are familiar with that? Well, it's all new then. Oh, there's quite a few. So he gets them and he says, 1, 2, 3, and then they shout, and I don't want to shout it here, but we're debt-free. Wonderful feeling. But how much greater to be able to shout from the bottom of our heart, Because we understand what this text was all about. We understand how Jesus overcame what we in our beginning in Adam couldn't overcome. He's brought us abundant life in Christ Jesus. Our sins are forgiven, separated as far as the east is from the west. And so of all people, who better can shout even today, we're debt free because of the grace of God. Let's don't forget that. And that's what the Word tells us. Stay in the Word. It will continually tell us about the grace of God. It will continually tell us, you are debt free because I love you and I've done it all for you. Live in the power of the gospel, which says, your sins are forgiven because of the shed blood on the cross. And in my powerful name, your sins are all forgiven. Every day, let's take that into our heart and soul. And whenever we hear debt free, move from the natural to the spiritual and thank the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We'll continue with song number 72, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. Close with a benediction. Now may the Lord bless us and keep us. May the Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thanks again, Orwell. I know I told you earlier, thank you, but from the congregation, we're thankful to God that he's provided a willing servant to cover the last couple of times we've needed the word spoken. I know my dad is also grateful for that. Our schedule for this week, Wednesday, there'll be a 7 p.m. Lenten service here at the church. Friday, 10 a.m., ladies' Bible study. Next Saturday, 8 a.m., men's Bible study. Stay tuned for that location. I don't have that location nailed down yet. Next Sunday, there'll be Sunday school at 10:15, adult Bible study at 10:15, morning worship at 11 with Holy Communion following and a meal and fellowship following that. We'll close with the singing of 122, and during this song, an offering will be taken.